Good afternoon. More comfortable air is already flowing into interior New York and New England behind the cool front that continued to press through the region early this morning. Clouds are breaking up, but it's been a slow process, and in some cases we still have mostly cloudy skies, although sunshine will continue to make a comeback throughout the day. So with increasing sunshine and on the back side of the front with an increasing northwest breeze, temperatures will climb through the 70s and up toward the 80-degree mark on average. As the winds die out overnight tonight, skies will be clear, and it will be refreshingly cool as temperatures drop back largely into the lower to mid-50s for overnight lows, but some places across the higher terrain could be well down into the 40s by early tomorrow morning. High pressure will be dominating the weather picture through the day tomorrow, and we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and comfortable humidity with high temperatures again in the upper 70s. Friday will climb into the lower 80s again under a mix of sun and clouds, but the same high pressure center will keep it dry. As the high begins to depart over the weekend, a trough of low pressure will start to dive into the Great Lakes on Saturday. Energy rotating around the trough of low pressure could touch off one or two scattered showers or thunderstorms on Saturday afternoon, but mainly dry with partly sunny skies, highs again into the lower 80s. As the trough draws closer on Sunday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a better opportunity for more showers and thunderstorms as highs top out close to 80. Behind the system early next week, we'll go back to dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday with highs again in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, satellite imagery and data indicate that a tropical depression in the eastern tropical Atlantic has strengthened this morning and is now Tropical Storm Dorian. At 11 a.m., the center of Tropical Storm Dorian was located 410 miles west-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands and is moving toward the west-northwest near 21 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some slight strengthening is possible today, followed by gradual weakening tomorrow as the storm moves over cooler water. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 45 miles from the center, and the estimated minimum central pressure is 1,002 millibars, or 29.59 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Goodyear, Arizona, and in Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1941, and the record low, 45, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m., 14 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, becoming breezy and cooler today with much lower humidity and highs in the 70s, though staying in the 60s across the mountains. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, becoming breezy with much lower humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, becoming breezy and cooler today with much lower humidity and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine, becoming breezy with much lower humidity today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, Increasing sunshine, becoming breezy and cooler today with much lower humidity and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, refreshingly cool with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still comfortable upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, lower 80s. Just a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday, right around 80. And a mix of sun and clouds for Monday and Tuesday, with highs both days in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.